since 2017, there have been 7 quad bike-related fatalities, including 2 children under the age of 16 in New South Wales. The New South Wales government has looked to increase education resources and also a new advertising campaign to tackle the issue. It comes as the coroner has suggested making it a criminal offence for kids under 16 to ride adult-size quad bikes. Minister for Better Regulation and Innovation, Kevin Anderson, joins us today. Good afternoon, Kevin Anderson.
G'day, Josh. How are you?
Yes, going well, thanks. Now, why have you launched another advertising campaign around quad bike safety?
Well, we absolutely have to get better at the education process of everybody who owns a quad bike. 7 deaths since 2017, with 2 of those being under 16. It's just tragic circumstances. We think that because quads are so important as part of the machinery of farm business, then we need to get better at educating those who own them so that we can knock out that complacency that we believe exists around these machines.
Now, just in the last couple of weeks, the New South Wales coroner has recommended the introduction of new laws to make it a criminal offence for adults who allow children under 16 to ride an adult-sized quad bike. Do you agree with that proposal?
Well, the coroner has handed down a number of recommendations that will be seriously considered by the government, and we're going through those recommendations now, Josh.
I mean, 18 of 125 quad bike deaths since 2011 have been children under the age of 16. What needs to change to address this issue?
Oh, absolutely attitude, no doubt about it. Because quads are so frequent on farms, they're easy to use. A lot of people will use them for various different parts of their business on the farm. What we're saying is that whoever owns a quad bike has to be, you know, totally aware of how dangerous these machines are. They are not toys. So, you know, if a farmer does own a quad bike, then they need to think about who they're going to let ride that quad bike, let use that quad bike, and in what circumstances, and are they safely trained? And are they inducted into the dangers associated with that machine? You know, we know quads play a big part. That's why we've offered over the past rebates to assist with making these machines safer or reducing the risk of serious injury or, at the very worst, a fatality. So there are rebates on helmets. There are rebates on side-by-side vehicles as an alternative. There's also rebates on drones where a farmer can purchase a drone and use that as part of their surveillance to look at different parts of their farm, as well as there are rebates on safety courses to know how and use these pieces of machinery better. So far to date,
so with those changes just on the rebates, you know, and education and training programs the government's implementing, isn't that just tinkering around the edges? It shows that the New South Wales government isn't willing to take on the manufacturers on this issue?
Well, they are, absolutely. That's why there are warning signs. There are looking at categories in terms of the risk factor associated with these particular machines. And ultimately, these machines play an integral part in the farm operation. There's a lot of them out there. They're very easy to operate, and they are important to farms in terms of their machinery.
Can you point out one instance where you've made a decision that's not been in the interest of quad bike manufacturers, and it has been in the interest of keeping farmers safe?
Yeah, there's a national inquiry underway at the moment, Josh, and we're feeding into that to look at what that is going to look like in terms of the manufacturer specifications in these machines. So we've made sure that, for a start, rollover protection systems, having the ROPS on these machines, just like we did with farms, with tractors some time ago, to make them safer so they don't flip and land upside down. So there has been a raft of measures. But ultimately, you know, putting someone on this particular bike, they're in charge. They need to know and understand that these are not toys. They are dangerous pieces of machinery, albeit important to the farm operation, but there needs to be some education, further education and awareness of those who actually get on or put people on these machines to do work on their farms.
Kevin Anderson, Minister for Better Regulation and Innovation with the New South Wales Government, thanks for joining us on the Country Hour this afternoon.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Kevin Anderson there with some of his thoughts and on the advertising campaign they'll be rolling out around the issue of quad bikes.